So what if I told you that a nicely folded piece of tissue paper, secured with just a custom branded sticker, could actually guarantee a glowing 5-star review for a, well, a totally mediocre product?
I mean, it sounds crazy, right? But the data actually backs that up completely.
Yeah, it's wild. Think about like a theater production for a second. The marketing, the billboards, those flashy trailers you see on social media, that's what gets you into the seats.
Right, the hype.
Exactly. But the actual performance, the lighting, the acting, the pacing, that is what determines whether you stand up and give a standing ovation or if you, march straight to the box office and demand a refund.
For sure. You can't fake the actual
You
experience.
really can't. And today we are taking a deep dive into this really insightful article. It's titled The Impact of E-commerce Shipping on Customer Reviews. And we're looking at it alongside a collection of digital marketing campaigns that surround it.
It's a great set of sources, honestly. There's a lot to unpack.
There really is.
Yeah.
Because our mission today is to explore this massive paradigm shift in the e-commerce world. We are looking at how shipping has evolved from just a boring back-end logistics necessity into a brand's absolute most powerful frontline marketing tool.
Which is a huge shift from even just 5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. So for you listening right now, I want you to think about the last time you clicked buy on an item you were really, really excited about. How did that wait for the package actually feel?
Probably pretty agonizing, right?
Right, so let's unpack this, because what happens after you click that button is this carefully choreographed dance that dictates the entire reputation of a brand.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is the underlying psychology behind that exact feeling you just asked the listener to recall. In the logistics industry, they actually call this the post-purchase gap.
The post-purchase gap. I like that term.
It's a great term. It is that highly specific, anxiety-filled window of time between, handing over your hard-earned money and actually receiving the physical
Because
product.
it's different from a regular store.
Exactly. When you walk into a brick-and-mortar store, you hand over your cash, and you are immediately holding the item. The transaction is done, but online. You hand over the money, and, well, your hands are completely empty.
It's a remarkably vulnerable feeling, if you think about it. You've fulfilled your end of the bargain, but you were just completely at the mercy of a web browser and, like, a tracking number to see if the other party is actually going to fulfill theirs.
Precisely. And the profound realization we are unpacking today is that by managing this logistical gap, by strategically controlling how a box moves from a warehouse to a porch, brands are actually managing human emotions.
Wow, managing human emotions through logistics. That's a powerful way to frame it.
It really is. And those managed emotions directly dictate the reviews they receive online. If a shipping process is opaque, like if the tracking doesn't update or the delivery window is vague, that baseline vulnerability instantly curdles into frustration.
You just turn sour.
Totally. On the flip side, if the process is, completely transparent and gives the buyer a sense of control, it builds anticipation instead of anxiety. Shipping-related issues actually consistently rank among the most common reasons for negative online reviews.
Wait, really? The most common.
Oh, yeah. A customer might be buying an absolute technological masterpiece, but if the delivery experience was a nightmare, that product is getting a one-star review.
That makes the stakes incredibly high right out of the gate. So let's trace this journey chronologically. Before we even get into like cardboard boxes and bubble wrap and delivery trucks, we have to talk about how this whole shipping journey actually begins at the digital checkout counter.
Right, the very beginning of the friction.
Yeah. And providing a variety of shipping options at checkout, that used to be a luxury reserved for massive retail giants, right? But now it's basically a baseline expectation for any online storefront.
Because it is the very first tangible interaction a customer has with a brand's shipping strategy. When a storefront offers a real range of choices, maybe a slower, standard shipping option for someone who is strictly budget conscious, alongside like an expedited or even same-day delivery option for urgent needs, it fundamentally changes the dynamic of the transaction.
So,
Well, you are no longer just dictating terms to the buyer. You're basically inviting them to customize their own fulfillment experience.
and mechanically, I mean, this solves one of the biggest bottlenecks in e-commerce, which is sticker shock. The sources pointed out that nearly 40% of businesses cite high shipping costs as their absolute greatest obstacle in closing online sales.
Which makes perfect sense. We've all been there.
Oh, totally. You spend 20 minutes picking out items, you get to the final checkout screen, and suddenly there is this arbitrary $25 flat rate shipping fee tacked onto your order.
And you just close the tab.
Exactly. People just abandon the cart entirely. Integrating real-time courier rates directly into the checkout solves this by pulling the live, actual cost of the shipment based on weight and distance.
Great, it removes the mystery.
But, okay, I want to push back on this idea of offering infinite choices for a second. Think about a restaurant menu.
Okay, I'm with you.
If a restaurant only offers, say, a $50 dry-aged steak, it forces people who just want a quick burger to leave. That's bad.
Obviously, yeah.
But on the flip side, if the menu is 20 pages long, people get totally overwhelmed and end up frustrated. Does giving the customer 3, 4, or 5 different shipping options risk overwhelming them at the precise moment you want them to just click the purchase button?
That's a really brilliant analogy, actually. But the psychology at play in logistics is quite different than choosing a meal. Giving a customer shipping choices doesn't induce decision fatigue. It actually empowers them.
Really? It doesn't stress them out?
Not at all. It shifts them from a passive participant into someone who is completely in control of their own timeline and their own wallet. Transparency at this specific stage is like the absolute bedrock of digital trust.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Right. By integrating those real-time rates at checkout, the brand is essentially opening the books. They are saying, look, we aren't marking this up to make a profit. Here is exactly what it costs the courier to get this to you. You choose what works best for your life.
So they're playing fair.
Exactly. And when a customer selects a specific delivery date from that list and the brand actually meets it, that is the critical first step toward a positive review. The brand has made a localized, specific promise, and they've kept it before a single box has even left the warehouse.
So it neutralizes that feeling of being nickel and dime. You're sort of setting the terms of the relationship together.
Exactly. It's a partnership.
All right. So the checkout is complete, the digital cart is closed, and that anxiety gap is successfully bridged by good communication. Eventually, the physical package arrives at your front door.
The moment of truth.
The moment of truth. This brings us to the unboxing effect. This is the exact moment the digital transaction becomes a tangible reality in the real world. I've heard it called a second chance for a first impression.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. And it is heavily, heavily amplified by the visual culture of social media. People love unboxing videos.
They really do. It's a whole genre.
It is. And the metrics surrounding the unboxing experience are just striking. 52% of online consumers will likely make a repeat purchase from a company if their order arrives in premium packaging.
Wait, over half?
Yes. Just let the weight of that statistic sink in. More than half of a customer base will actively choose to return to a store, not necessarily because the product was a revolution, but because the box it came in was presented beautifully.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Can a simple handwritten note or some customized branded packing tape actually outweigh the quality of the product itself in the customer's mind?
It's a provocative quote.
Right. Like if I buy a relatively average everyday sweater, but it comes wrapped in this gorgeous textured tissue paper with a personalized thank you card signed by the person who packed it. Am I really going to leave a better review than if I bought an objectively superior sweater that arrived stuffed inside a dirty, unmarked plastic bag?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to remember the environment we are operating in. It is a massively crowded, often very sterile digital marketplace.
Yeah, that's true.
The physical package sitting on the porch is the only 100% guaranteed physical touch point the brand will ever have with that customer. Every single person who buys from you will touch that package.
That's a really good point. Not everyone opens an email.
Exactly. Only a fraction of them will ever open your marketing emails or follow your social media accounts. So while beautiful packaging might not completely mask a genuinely terrible product, investing in the unboxing experience isn't just about the logistics of keeping an item safe.
It's more than just cardboard.
It's a direct, visceral investment in brand identity. It makes the customer feel valued, and human beings naturally want to reciprocate that feeling, usually, you know, in the form of a positive review.
The mechanics of what triggers these emotional responses are fascinating, too. The sources mention that glowing reviews almost always mention the brand going the extra mile. They talk about clean, secure boxes.
Yes, presentation matters.
And they highlight sustainable, recyclable packing materials, which is apparently a massive driver of positive sentiment right now. And of course, those handwritten notes.
People love the human touch.
But the triggers for negative reviews are equally specific and just totally brutal. A product arriving damaged because of poor packaging is an automatic one-star review.
Oh, without question.
But beyond that, people absolutely despise oversized, wasteful boxes. You order a tiny bottle of vitamins, and it arrives in a massive box the size of a microwave, stuffed with like 50 feet of plastic bubble wrap. It just feels thoughtless.
It really does. It fundamentally breaks the illusion of care. When a package is secure, customized, and sized appropriately for the item inside, it signals that the brand actually cares about the finer details.
Right. It shows intent.
Exactly. It shows respect for the product, respect for the environment, and respect for the consumer's time, because honestly, no one wants to break down a giant cardboard box for a tiny item.
It's the worst.
It is. And that granular attention to detail translates directly into the narrative your customers build around your brand after they hit the buy button.
But, you know, even if you have the most beautiful unboxing experience in the world, it means absolutely nothing if that box ends up lost in a sorting facility in Ohio somewhere.
The dreaded lost package.
Right. Because we all live in the real world. In global logistics, things go wrong. Weather events happen. Border customs get backed up. Peak holiday seasons turn the entire postal system into an absolute crawl.
It's inevitable.
How a brand handles the unexpected seems to be the ultimate stress test of whether a customer stays loyal or leaves forever.
And the statistics on logistical failures are incredibly unforgiving. A massive 30% of consumers are less likely to shop with a vendor after just one single late delivery.
One strike. That's it.
One strike, one delay that might not even be the brand's fault, and you've potentially lost a third of your hard-earned customer base.
That has to be absolutely terrifying for anyone trying to grow a business. But the sources provide a roadmap for mitigating this, and the entire strategy basically relies on proactive transparency.
Proactive being the key word there.
Right. We're talking about deploying real-time tracking, setting up automated SMS updates, and following the absolute golden rule of customer service. Reaching out to the customer with an update before they have to hunt you down to ask, hey, where's my package?
Accountability is the ultimate currency here. A delay does not have to lead to a one-star review if you communicate the mechanism behind it properly.
Just be honest with people.
Exactly. If a storm delays a truck, tell the customer immediately. In fact, offering a small, proactive gesture of compensation, like a personalized discount code for a future order, or refunding their expedited shipping fees, can actually transform a potential complaint into a glowing 5-star review.
Because you're showing you actually care.
You are demonstrating in real time that you value their experience significantly more than you value a few dollars of profit margin.
And a major component of that logistical safety net is the return policy. There is a huge emphasis right now on clear, incredibly easy to navigate return policies.
The holy grail of e-commerce.
Yeah. Ideally, businesses are including pre-printed return labels right inside the box to completely remove the risk of the purchase. But I have to be honest, I want to push back on this entire philosophy for a second.
Okay, let's hear it.
Think about a growing business as a bucket carrying water. Getting sales and acquiring customers is how you fill the bucket. Isn't making returns hassle-free and totally frictionless just encouraging people to poke holes in the bottom of your bucket?
I see where you're going with this.
Right. Doesn't it train consumers to treat your store like a free rental service, making it incredibly easy for them to just take money right back out of the business?
It's a completely understandable fear, and honestly, it's a very common analogy in retail. But the data reveals this totally counterintuitive truth about human behavior. The vast majority of shoppers actually hunt down and read the return policy before they even add an item to their cart.
Wait, really? Before they've even decided to buy it?
Yes. It acts as a psychological safety net.
Oh, that makes sense.
They want to know that if the product doesn't fit, or if it doesn't meet their expectations, the process of sending it back won't require printing labels, standing in line at a post office, and fighting with customer service for a refund.
Right. Nobody wants to do that.
Exactly. That hassle-free return policy is the exact mechanism that gives them the confidence to put the water in your bucket in the first place. If you make returns incredibly difficult to protect your margins, you aren't actually saving sales.
You're just preventing them.
You're preventing the initial purchase from ever happening. Furthermore, positive reviews that praise a company's swift, polite customer service during a return process are incredibly powerful marketing assets.
I wouldn't have thought of a return as marketing.
It absolutely is. They act as the ultimate social proof for new, hesitant shoppers who are reading reviews, trying to decide if the brand is actually trustworthy.
So a review that says, "The shirt I bought didn't fit my shoulders, but their return process was an absolute breeze and the money was back in my account in 2 days, is actually a high-value conversion tool for the next customer.
Spot on.
That completely flips the script. It's less about moving boxes backward and more about long-term risk mitigation.
Exactly. It builds a foundation of long-term trust. When a customer experiences a seamless, no-questions-asked return, they are significantly more likely to trust that brand again in the future when they actually need a different product.
Because they know you're safe.
You haven't lost a customer, you've just delayed their lifetime value.
Okay, so we know how to salvage a bad experience and turn it into trust. But how do businesses prevent these errors from happening in the first place? Especially as they start to scale up from, you know, fulfilling 10 orders a day to 1,000.
That's the real challenge.
Yeah, because the real silent killers of e-commerce growth are logistical inaccuracies. We are talking about misplaced inventory or a warehouse worker accidentally picking a size medium off the shelf instead of a large.
Which happens all the time.
It does. And these exact scenarios lead directly to the dreaded wrong item received review. And mechanically, these errors almost always stem from manual processes.
Human error is just a statistical inevitability when you are manually typing in shipping addresses, copy-pasting tracking numbers into emails, or, you know, trying to keep track of live inventory on a static spreadsheet.
Spreadsheets are dangerous for that kind of volume.
They really are. Manual processes simply cannot scale. As order volume increases, the cognitive load on the human workers increases, and the error rate will naturally spike if the underlying systems don't evolve.
So what does this all mean? If I can use another analogy here. Relying on manual shipping processes as your business grows is like trying to manually sort a deck of cards. Right. Like, you might get away with it on the slow, methodical ascents, but the second the ride speeds up and drops, those cards are flying everywhere. You are mathematically guaranteed to make a mistake.
You really are.
You absolutely need an automated machine to handle the sorting for you so you can just focus on steering the ride.
That is a perfect way to visualize the chaos of scaling logistics. Automation is the single greatest asset a merchant can deploy.
How does that actually look in practice?
Well, by implementing software systems that rely on API integrations, meaning the marketplace website talks directly to the warehouse systems without any human intervention, you eliminate the exact moments where errors occur.
So the computer just handles it.
Exactly. Automating order importing, label generation, and inventory mapping guarantees that the correct item is picked, the exact right address is printed, and the tracking number is instantly beamed to the customer's phone. You remove the human keystroke from the equation entirely.
And there's a platform explored in our deep dive today called ClickShip that serves as a really illuminating case study for how the industry is solving this.
Yeah, they're doing some really interesting things.
The goal of this kind of software is to remove the massive barrier to entry for smaller businesses trying to upgrade from manual spreadsheets to fully automated logistics. It pulls the order data directly from major marketplaces.
Seamless integration.
Yeah. But what's really interesting mechanically is how it handles the courier side. It provides automated access to discounted real-time rates on parcel services, but also on LTL, which stands for less than truckload.
Which is a huge deal.
It really is, because it allows a growing business to ship large pallets of goods without having to pay for an entire semi-truck.
Hmm.
And structurally, platforms like this often operate with zero upfront or monthly fees.
Meaning the technology is finally accessible to the independent merchant, not just the mega corporations.
Right. It levels the playing field.
It acts as a crucial bridge for businesses trying to reach the next level. And the performance metrics prove why this kind of automation is so vital. High accuracy in picking, packing, and routing directly yields the two most important phrases in online feedback. Item exactly as described and arrived on time.
Those are the golden phrases.
They are. Those two specific metric points are the underlying algorithms that dictate search engine rankings and marketplace visibility. If you nail those two things consistently, platforms will naturally push your products to the top of the search results.
So it actually boosts your visibility.
Exactly. Which raises an important question. How does this automation and granular accuracy actually fuel long-term exponential growth? We've talked about saving individual reviews and streamlining the warehouse, but how does this build a lasting empire?
Well, it's all about momentum, right?
It is entirely about momentum. This creates what the logistics industry calls a virtuous cycle.
A virtuous cycle.
Yeah, it's a fascinating self-sustaining chain reaction. It begins with efficient, automated shipping, which mechanically creates a highly satisfied customer. That satisfied customer totally free of post-purchase anxiety, leaves a glowing positive review.
And then the algorithms pick that up.
Exactly. Those positive reviews signal to the algorithms to improve your SEO, your search engine optimization, which organically attracts brand new, highly targeted customers to your storefront.
Wow.
Those new customers drive increased sales volume, and that increased revenue provides the business with the capital needed to further optimize and invest in even better logistics.
It becomes a compounding engine of growth.
All powered by simply getting the shipping mechanics right from day one.
It all feeds back into itself.
Yeah.
The shipping pays for the marketing, which pays for better shipping. That is incredible.
It's a beautiful system when it works.
Okay, let's do a quick recap of the journey we've taken on this deep dive for everyone listening. We have completely traced the hidden life of an online order.
We really covered a lot of ground.
We did. We started by looking at the psychology of checkout, how giving transparent choices and real-time rates gives the buyer control and prevents the dreaded sticker shock.
Right, establishing that trust early on.
Then we move from the digital world to the physical arrival, crafting that perfect sensory unboxing experience with premium, right-sized packaging that acts as a powerful second chance for a first impression.
We also explored the statistical inevitability of delays and how deploying proactive communication and genuinely hassle-free returns actually builds long-term trust.
We saw how those friction points, when handled correctly, serve as vital social proof for the next buyer.
Exactly. And finally, we saw how relying on manual typing and spreadsheets is just a mathematical trap. We looked at how platforms like ClickShip illustrate the power of automation, removing the human keystroke to guarantee accuracy and fuel that incredible, compounding, virtuous cycle of growth.
So to you, the listener, the next time you hit buy on a website or the next time you read a raving 5-star review for a product you're researching, I want you to look past the item itself.
Look behind the curtain.
Exactly. Notice the invisible logistical strings that are pulling the entire experience together behind the scenes. You are never just buying a physical item. You are experiencing a carefully executed promise from the digital checkout cart all the way to your front porch. The marketing team might have gotten you to the theater, but the shipping logistics, they actually put on the show.
That's the truth. And I'll leave you with this final, somewhat provocative thought to ponder.
Well, let's hear it.
If transparent shipping, automated accuracy, and the curated unboxing experience have become such overwhelmingly powerful frontline marketing tools driven entirely by the psychology of the post-purchase gap.
Right.
Will we soon reach a point in the e-commerce landscape where the packaging, the speed of the delivery, and the empathy of the customer service actually become more valuable to the consumer than the physical product they just purchased?